This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Your local Kroger store has likely been busier than usual as we prepare for longer periods of time inside our homes. The Cincinnati-based grocery chain is adjusting to this demand in a lot of ways. And joining us on the phone is Erin Rolfes. She is a spokesperson for Kroger with the Cincinnati Dayton division, and she's here to talk about the recent supermarket changes intended to slow the spread of the coronavirus as well. Erin Rolfes, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So I understand there's one change with one store that you wanted to announce right off the top here.
Yeah, that's right. So earlier today, we shared that our Mount Carmel location is transforming into a pickup-only location. You know, we've seen demand for pickup in that area skyrocket in recent years, and it seemed like the right time to make this change and serve our customers there better.
Okay, so what does that mean?
So that means that customers will be able to place their order on the Kroger app or through Kroger.com and then schedule a time for pickup at that location in the store. We will not be offering in-store shopping any longer, but that means that the associates who work there will be fully focused on getting folks their order with more efficiency and a lot faster. And once you have that pickup time, just pull your car up and an associate will bring your groceries right out to your trunk.
Have you noticed any difficulty in the supply chain with Kroger as it relates to placing these types of orders and then showing up at your allotted time and not getting it as soon as you thought?
Yeah, so we've seen increased demand kind of across the board at our stores here locally, and through the pickup, we're trying to make it faster and better. You know, our goal is 5 minutes or fewer, and we're really trying to achieve that goal for all of our customers.
Is the pickup option available at most locations? How does this work?
Yeah, so we have pickup available at a lot of our different store locations around the tri-state area. And truly, the exciting news about this one is that it's pickup only, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Schedule your slot, and we'll bring your groceries straight to you.
I also see that Kroger has adjusted its hours. I think early on in this, when it looked like we were going to be spending more time at home, there might have been some what was characterized as panic shopping, people rushing to the grocery and getting as much as they could. That seems to have slowed, but you've had to adjust your hours so that the shelves could be restocked. Can you talk a little bit about how that process has worked for Kroger?
Yeah, that's right. Across our Cincinnati Dayton division, we have changed our hours, reduced them to 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. That gives our associates a little extra time to rest. You know, they've been working really hard to make sure that we've got food in our stores for all of our customers. It also gives them a chance to restock and do an extra deep cleaning. Now, cleanliness is super important to us at all times, but right now we're putting in some extra time to make sure that commonly used areas are wiped down more often, and then they get to do that deeper cleaning overnight.
And because there is so much increased traffic and it's coming at the time of a highly contagious virus, what about the protections for the workers? I imagine that these cashiers and these baggers and those out getting the carts, I mean, you're coming into contact with a lot more people than expected. What type of safety precautions are there for those associates?
Yeah, that's a great question. So starting around the tri-state, you'll start to see at our front ends where our cashiers work and in our pharmacies as well as at our Starbucks locations, some plexiglass partitions that will be starting to be installed. This just gives a little extra social distancing, physical distancing for our folks who are dealing with customers more closely. You know, we've also allowed our associates, if they choose to bring in and wear masks and gloves if they would feel more comfortable with that. You know, across the board, we're following the CDC guidelines saying that healthy people do not need to do that. But if it makes our associates more comfortable, we're happy to let them do that.
And what about morale for these employees? I have to say, the Kroger store that I shop at in Covington, everyone seems to be doing fine. But I can imagine with like a never-ending rush, it can be a little tiresome and stressful on top of everything else that's going on in the world. Having that on your shoulders must be difficult.
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely not one of those frontline employees who's putting in those hours at the store. But every time I'm in a store, whether it's, you know, personally shopping for myself or with work requirements, everyone has been super happy. And, you know, I was at a distribution center maybe last week and talking to the associates there, and they really do see it as this is kind of how they're helping their community, and they're taking a lot of pride in their job. They know that they're feeding their neighbors. They know that while it might not feel like it right now, they're being able to provide a little bit of consistency and calm for the community, and they're really proud of the work that they're doing.
Is Kroger hiring right now?
Absolutely. We are hiring. So if you're looking for a job. We know a lot of our hospitality friends and restaurant folks are out of work right now. Just visit jobs.kroger.com. And in some cases, we can hire someone in as few as 48 hours.
What kind of concern does Kroger have about, I guess, people who might acquire a little bit too much of a certain product and then gouge through outside vending?
Yeah, so we would encourage folks to follow the FDA suggested this. Our CEO has reinforced it. Kind of shop for your week, and everyone will be able to get the supplies that they need. You'll also see, as you shop through our stores, some product limits. So things that are more commonly used, milk, bread, eggs, cold and flu, those types of things. Want to make sure that everyone has equal access to purchase those products. So you'll see a few product limits in there. Again, it's not a supply issue. It's just making it a little bit easier for everyone to get the items that they need.
We talked about Kroger adjusting its hours from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. to ensure that the shelves can be restocked for the next day's customers. What type of hours are you setting aside, if any, yet for the older population?
Yeah, we started that on Monday. We are allowing older folks as well as folks who are in that high-risk area, again, as designated by the CDC, to come in from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. and Monday through Thursday and shop then. As we've seen a good amount of folks come in and just say thank you for having those extra hours set aside. So if you are shopping at that time and you see someone who's a little bit younger than that senior population, you know, we want to make sure that we're available for someone who might be pregnant or who has an immunocompromised disorder, things like that. So truly, we're appreciative that our customers are being kind to each other and setting that first hour aside for folks who might need it.
I know that early on in this, there was a lot of social media posts from grocery chains, empty shelves where toilet paper would be. And there were a lot of questions about why the run on toilet paper. But in all seriousness, Aaron Rolfes from Kroger, I have to ask this. What is up with the run on pasta right now?
Oh, it's pasta now? It's a new thing? Yeah. So I feel like it's folks just wanting to make sure that they have those staples that they need. You know, we're seeing canned goods, the things that if someone's thinking they might need to hunker down for a couple weeks that they would need. You know, I've been really impressed with Governor DeWine and Dr. Acton, as well as Governor Beshear, being very clear that, hey, our stores or grocery stores are going to stay open even as we have these higher level stay-at-home orders issued by both states. We're going to make sure that our grocery stores and our pharmacies stay open. So, you know, there's no need to procure those extra products. I think if we all just kind of shop for what we need for a week, maybe two, if that makes you feel better, we'll be in a good place.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it looks like restocking a store in this age where there's so much turnover of products so much more quickly than you're expected to? You know, one of your Kroger trucks pulls up to one of the Kroger locations, and then what happens?
Yeah, our associates are working hard to make sure that those shelves are filled, and truly that reduced hours has helped a lot to let them get that breathing room to put some items on the shelf when customers might not be taking it right off.
And as far as the supply chain, we're told, we're reassured by leaders that the supply chain is fine. But I'm wondering, as more workplaces, which I imagine at some point would include places where food is boxed or produced, are shuttered as a way to slow the spread of this virus, are there concerns down the road about the impact of the supply chain?
Yeah, I don't really see any kind of concerns down the road. You know, we're talking through what Governor DeWine has shared, what Governor Beshear has shared. They've been very clear that not only should the grocery stores be able to be remaining open, but everyone who supplies us is also covered under that. So we've worked closely with our suppliers. We've worked closely with our legislative friends to say, this is what we need to make sure that we're still in business and we're serving our communities.
Do you have any concerns about how protected items in the store are? Specifically, I'm thinking about the salad bar, maybe the bakery where we use the tongs to get the donuts out. Are there any extra precautions there?
So we have been wiping those areas down that customers touch more often. So thinking about tongs, thinking about those pin pads that you might use at the front end or our self-checkout centers, making sure that they're extra clean. But you will see in some of our stores those service departments closing. No concerns over spreading the illness. We know that the virus is not spread through food. But we do need those associates elsewhere restocking shelves and cleaning and taking care of the customer. So if you see one of those service departments closed, not to worry. We've got the product such place elsewhere throughout the building, so you can still get those items you love. You just might not have someone physically working at the service department for you.
And you have plenty of those wipes at the entrance for the baskets and the carts?
That's right. In a lot of stores, you'll see we have an associate station there to wipe down the cart before they hand it to you, so you don't even have to do it yourself.
Okay, so what should we expect next? You mentioned that the Mount Carmel store is going to pick up only rather than in-store shopping. Is that something that we should expect coming to other locations in the Cincinnati and Dayton market?
Yeah, so we're learning a lot from that project. It just got started today, so we have still quite a bit to learn. And like everything else that we do, we start small, learn a lot, and then decide how to scale it if we choose to scale it.
And in what way is Kroger helping its employees during this extra bit of work that they're having to do?
Yeah, so we have given our associates, full-time associates who are on that front line, and as well as the part-time associates, a small bonus. We know that it absolutely does not account for all of the work that they've put in and all of the positivity that they've brought to their job, but it was a small way for us to say thank you in a challenging time.
And as a large corporation, what type of contributions is Kroger making to any relief efforts?
Yeah, so we, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, time's kind of running together at this
point.
Yeah,
it is.
But we announced a $3 million donation to be split between Feeding America and No Child Hungry. And those are going to the national organizations. We work with them, with both of them, quite often and know that they understand the needs and the boots on the ground in the cities that they serve. So we trust them to equitably distribute those dollars where it's needed most.
Erin Rolfes is a spokesperson for Kroger in the Cincinnati and Dayton market. Erin, we so appreciate the time that you've spent with us today, and we'll hope to check in again soon.
No problem. Let me know if you need anything else, and stay safe out there.
You do the same. Thank you, Erin.
Thank you.
Up next, O'Toole from Moscow, the new radio play produced right here at WVXU. It was written for TV by Twilight Zone creator Rod Serling, but it aired only once back in 1955. It has since been adapted for radio by our very own John Kieswetter. It stars students from the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. That preview is coming up. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstrow. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Marks.